All right, Chris Bond. Pat wants details, and I guess to the best you can provide or willing to provide, fill us in on what went down with Arkansas Sports 360. We are all, and I mean this absolutely honestly without one hint of sarcasm, devastated over the decision to discontinue what has been for us the best source of local sports news every morning. I go to it religiously, except I go to it. I don't really.
He didn't pray to it, but he definitely visits.
Yeah, I don't
want
that to be totally out of line with the pigskin preacher staring at me. He gave me that look.
He goes to it religiously, except when he's engaged in religion. That's what he meant.
That's true.
He even checks it during morning service.
I never.
Yeah, he does that a lot. Actually,
I did check it once during Bible class. Never during the actual.
But he speaks for all of us.
Anyway, we're all disappointed, certainly, and that's an understatement. But
your website's red flagged.
Okay, I think we're done now. I don't have anything else to say. So
we love him.
I'm not crying for Rodney Clark. I'm crying for you, and I'm not even really crying for you. I just feel bad.
Yeah, I'm disappointed, obviously, but I walk away from it really proud of what we built. And, you know, the big thing for me, and I wrote this in a column today and in a thank you letter to readers earlier in the week, we had a relationship with the readers. I tried to model some of what we did after what you guys do on the radio in letting callers and letting people have a voice and interacting with them. I think a lot of outlets in this state and elsewhere kind of look down their noses at the readers, don't really care what their opinion is, and that's not what we did. We wanted to embrace what everybody said. I got some great column ideas from reader interaction. I got some great column ideas from radio interaction with you guys, too.
I appreciate that.
But, It was just cool to have that relationship with the readers. So I'm sad that's going away, but I like what we did. I think we're a model for what a sports website is supposed to be in 2012. Sadly, we couldn't make enough money off the thing for ownership. But from a content standpoint, I thought we kicked a lot of people's butts over the years.
I could not agree more. And, in reading through some of the comments to some of your stories, it is very much like Sports Talk Radio when it comes to the Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. Not always kind and not always constructive, but always a voice to be heard.
Yeah, but, I liked having it. There were some folks, I don't know their real names, of course, but people that weighed in the comment section who were – really, quite frankly, a pain in my butt, but in a good way.
The guy who would post under "I hate Chris Bond's guts" says, "No, I'm kidding."
Chris, there are a lot of professions where you get that type of feedback. I would know something about that myself.
Yeah, you get it from your congregants, from the elders, from your wife occasionally.
Now I was talking about my mother-in-law.
Yeah. Your mother-in-law for sure. Hey, we all deal with that in our own way. So, anyway, well, man, I hate it, and I know you're gonna. You're going to find something.
What's in the future? Do you know yet?
I actually made it official late last night. I'm going to continue working at Arkansas Business Publishing Group. They were kind enough to offer me a spot covering business in Northwest Arkansas. I'm looking forward to it. It's a little change of pace, and a lot of what we wound up doing over the last couple of years was business related anyway. With, you know, with Arkansas, you got an athletic department that's got a $75 million budget.
Mm-hmm.
That's business. Mm-hmm. So I've gotten a hand at doing a little bit of that. I'm looking forward to doing a little bit more. I'm still going to – they're kind enough to give me an opportunity to continue to do some sports writing and here and there maybe even some radio or TV. So that I'm looking forward to that and still trying to work through a couple options there. So
that's good.
But I'm glad to have a position and looking forward to it.
What are you gonna do with your press pass? Gonna have it?
We're
I'm just kidding, Chris.
I mean, geez,
Mr. Sensitive over here.
Listen, I'm sorry, buddy.
This is the guy who I told I had a pain in my stomach last week. He's like, hey, can I have a TV? Thanks, Pat. I don't think I'm dying, but I just got a little tummy ache. I'm good.
Well, Chris, we do love you. We do, seriously. And you've always been good with your time, and you get to the source of it. And I think you're probably doing some good things when you irritate some people out there, which you have occasionally, which is good. We love to hear those stories.
Well, and I love the fact that you've tolerated us talking over you and interrupting you, and you play the game very well.
It's been a blast, and I even mentioned this in the column today. You agreed to put me on the radio when nobody knew who the heck I was, and now people can't get me off their radio. So thanks for helping me out with that. And,
well, you've gone to the David Basil school of working a lot and not getting paid for it.
Yeah. So. All about shameless self promotion.
Will you still cover the sports scene though?
I'll be doing some sports stuff. I don't think I'll be completely away from that. Although I'm taking off this weekend. My folks are coming into town. I'm going to get a chance to go to the game with them. And actually, they come up every year for homecoming. I usually see them for about 12 minutes, and I'm irritable the whole time because I'm working. Right. So. Who knows, I may enjoy this weekend of just getting to relax and watch some football with my folks. So we'll see.
Hopefully,
but I hope to do some sports writing.
Hopefully Razorback fans around the world enjoy this weekend. Arkansas opened it as a 6.5-point favorite over Tulsa. It has been now moved to 8, which to me would indicate that there are a lot of folks who like Arkansas this weekend against a team that comes in 7-1.
I hope that holds up. I like Arkansas this weekend.
To cover the Vegas number at 8 or just to win?
I
liked it better at 6.5 too.
Yeah, I like them to win, and I'm a little leery of it getting up that high, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. And that's not a humongous point spread. But
Now that 360 is no more, you can just attribute anything you say from here on out the rest of the day to that website, and that way if you say anything that's incorrect or would put you in a position of being liable for something, you can just blame it on that in a now-defunct organization. So what's the scoop on Brandon Mitchell? What's the deal? I have not seen one word that makes me understand better what's happening there.
Compliance is involved. I mean, people are investigating whether or not he's broken any NCAA rules. I feel comfortable telling you that.
Yeah, but...
Yeah.
I know, one of my final acts was to use our state's FOIA laws to try to get some documents pertaining to this situation. Mm-hmm. I got a whole bunch of, crap back that, quite frankly, doesn't shed any light on it. But I can tell you all about graduation success rates and APR and some sort of waiver that the women's soccer team filed trying to do something with their travel. But I don't really...
Sounds like an athletic department media conference in a press release.
Yes.
I will say this about Brandon Mitchell. Everybody who has seen the pictures... can see what he has. For them to keep him out of a game is probably something that concerns me, because you don't go to that kind of a measure, because it's very easy to say, okay, what happened with this, Brandon? You sit him down in one afternoon and kind of get the whole scoop. So clearly there's it's probably more serious, I think, than they say, or than we think it is. It's got to be.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're being very cautious with how they handle it. This season's in the dumper. But they could, you don't want to put him out there and risk forfeiting wins and that sort of stuff. Or at least risk forfeiting any more wins than you currently have.
I'd hate to lose one of those three. They're so precious. Okay, so Chris, last thing before we let you go.
Okay.
Who do you like in the big matchup this weekend?
Which one's that?
I'm talking about New Mexico State and Auburn. No, I don't even know who they're playing, actually, but some bad team. LSU and Alabama.
I like Alabama, and I will just pick Alabama to win every game from here to eternity.
Okay.
as long as Saban's there.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that. I said that to somebody the other day. It's not forever, and it was not long ago that the DiNardo Shula combo meal meant lots of wins for teams playing LSU and Alabama. Nick Saban will not coach there forever, and Les Miles will not coach at LSU forever. Mm-hmm. And chances are there will be another buffoon along the way that will coach one of those two programs. You just may have to wait until that happens to beat them with any regularity, because they're always going to have good athletes, and as long as they're as well-coached as they are, they're going to beat you on a regular basis no matter who you are.
Pretty much.
That's not a quitter attitude. That's just realistic.
That's realism.
Okay.
Yeah.
Chris agrees.
I completely agree.
So it'll happen. It'll come around again. They won't be there forever.
Oh,
but
no. Saban has said it, that he can't. It's a type of job you cannot have.
Death and taxes. One of them's going to get him eventually.
Well, yeah, but you can't. It's just such a – you don't spend any time with your family. That, like, that's the Kentucky head basketball job's the same way. You can't – and Cal probably said it at the media day. He just – you can't have it for more than 10 years. You can't retire in a job like that. You can retire after, but it's not like you're going to coach into your 60s, 70s, like, you know, like some other jobs.
Well, plus, Don Shula's got some grandkids that are ready for a head coaching job. So
let's get him in there.
Let's get him in there. Alabama.
Oh, I miss you, Mike Shula. I miss you.
One day. It'll all come back around.
Poor Mike Shula.
It's all cyclical.
He gets run off at Alabama. It is cyclical. You're right. And it's hard to see that now. But he gets run off at Alabama, and now he has to coach Cam Newton. Although, that's a blessing and a curse all in one, I would think.
That'll go on to be more of a blessing than a curse.
Yeah, it'll be fun to watch him. But I don't. And you know what? I will give him credit. We played the clip the other day. His press conference after their loss last week was fantastic. The one from 2 weeks ago was awful, but he's learning. I mean, he's still a young guy, so we'll give him. I'm not going to give him a pass, but certainly you commend him for making strides in the right way. And I, what I thought was great, Herm Edwards said on ESPN the other day talking about him. He said, "You're the guy that's got to provide the hope." He said, "Everybody's looking to you to provide hope, so you can't be negative. You got to be positive, even if you feel negative. You got to go out there and provide some hope. And hope's a powerful thing. And as the quarterback, you got to do that.
Maybe the best thing, Red." Maybe the best thing.
That's it. I didn't do it. I'll see you in Zihuatanejo. Chris,
all right,
enjoy your weekend, my man. We'll let you go. We appreciate you tolerating us all this time. We'll get you back on again in the not-too-distant future.
Yep. Look forward to it.
All right, buddy. See you, man.
Later, bro.
Happy homecoming. And, you know, for what we said to Chris, we say the same to Jim and our other friends over at Arkansas Sports 360. It's been a great relationship with the Buzz for a lengthy period of time, and we will miss them.